Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power Your Life Radio Show with host and success doc, Joanne White. Author, speaker, and certified coach, Doc White gets to the heart of what matters most. She features guests and experts to help you consciously create more success, health, and well-being in every area of your life, work, and relationships. They'll share their success stories, wisdom, and know-how to shine more light onto your day and into your life. Power your life right now. Here's Joanne White.
Welcome to a beautiful day on the East Coast. Finally, we have some calm, and I hope everybody's doing well. I'm waiting for my first fantastic guest, Patty Simone, who I'd love to find out more, is an entrepreneurial activist, and she's founder of WomenCentral.net, which is an online directory of women experts, authors, speakers, and thought leaders. She's also a business success expert, speaker, wordsmith, video journalist, and consultant with clients both in America and in Europe. And what I'm interested in, and I'm certainly going to find out more, hoping that Patty will call us, is what this womencentric.net is all about. Because I think that it's so important these days to really network, and it's so important these days to really begin to work with other people. And I think that's what's behind Patty's launch of this womencentric.net, because it's where entrepreneurial women, experts can really get together, and rather than seeing themselves as competitors, really see themselves as a way to actually support one another and move one another forward at the same time that they're enlightening and giving knowledge and helping other women move forward in their lives and in their businesses. And so I think Patty really has the right idea in what she's doing. And I think that that's really a lot about what's going on with social media and all sorts of networking groups. I think what's happening is that people are figuring out that that's the way of the world, that's the way to really be and to really help one another get ahead. And oftentimes it used to be that we would see people as competitors and see people as detrimental to our business because they were doing the same thing and yet they were doing it differently or whatever, and thinking that rather than help one another, they would not be able to do that, but they would see themselves really, really in competition. So I think it's really, really important, as I said, that something like this has come about, and that Patty had the wherewithal to really do that. And I think that's wonderful. I think that that's what we're doing now. That's what's going on with us. And it's also very important to figure out where you are in your business or in your life. And those people that you've called competitors, or the businesses that you look at and that you see as competition, may in fact be businesses and people that can really help you move ahead. And I've been really blessed to be on some teleseminars and webinars and work with people whom, again, I could have considered my competition, and yet working together creates a powerful, powerful force. And actually, not only that, because everybody really has very specialized skills, even though we may be doing some of the same thing. And not only that, they also have come with an incredible network and a resource system that we can all capitalize on, all those people who are sort of working and sharing together. So it's really wonderful that Patty started this women-centric net. Again, I'm waiting for her. I think she's in a different time zone, and hopefully she will be here soon. She also has appeared on radio and television, ABC's America, This Morning, Fox 5, Entrepreneur, and RocklandRadio.com, and she's also the president of Marketing Advantage, which is a viral marketing and graphic design resource. And for those women out there, because she really caters to women, for those women out there, and I might be one of those, who are looking to kind of take their business, take their marketing to a new level, it's very important to get a hold of somebody like Patty, because really what happens is that you, and I was told this all the time, you, somebody like me, has to concentrate on what their expertise is. And it may not be in marketing. It may not be in search engine optimization. It may not be in graphics and design. And that doesn't mean that you can't have something that's really important. But what it means, particularly in this day and age, because things are so, so specialized, is that you really have to reach out and find other like-minded people who can help you with your vision and help you with your dream to get started and to move ahead no matter what. And I think that that's the advantage of networking. That's the advantage of even online directories such as what Patty Simone has and a lot of other online directories. So what I'm asking those folks out there is if they know of other online directories specifically for women, because that's what we're focusing on today, please email me at joanne@drjoannewhite.com, because I'd love to be able to share that with other people, because again, that advice is very important and what we do with it is very, very important. I think what's important, and I was reading Patty's bio, so I'm going to talk about it, because she talks about her goals keep evolving. And so I'm going to focus on that a little bit, because I think that's true of all of us. I think that, and I've mentioned this a lot in seminars, I think that when we lose sight of goals or when we lose sight of dreams, it's like, what else is left? So that, and I tell a story at one of my seminars about a friend and a colleague of mine who did a lot of wonderful things, and one day he and I were talking on the phone, and he said, "Joanne, I don't have any more dreams." And I got silent for a minute. I kind of didn't know how to respond to that statement, because in my mind I thought, well, how does one not have any more dreams, even if it's a dream of doing something with your children or your grandchildren, or even if it's a dream of traveling somewhere? It doesn't necessarily have to be a business dream or a business goal. And I really kept very quiet, because, and I guess I said something like, "Really? You don't have any dreams?" And he said, "Yeah, I think I'm good." And I didn't think about that anymore. I just kind of, the conversation went on to other things, and we hung up. And about 6 weeks later, I get a phone call to find out that my friend had died. And the first thing that came to mind was, that he said he had no more dreams. And so maybe that's when we get to that point in our lives, when we have no more dreams, nothing that we want to do or look forward to, that it's a sort of a way, it's an ending. And it certainly was for him. And I didn't feel that although I missed him and cared about him, I didn't feel that the grieving needed to be so paramount, because what he had said was he had no more dreams. And so it wasn't as though he was having a loss of something, but we'd all miss our friends. And I believe here is Patty Simone. Hello? Patty? Hello? All right, whomever's here, we lost that person. Maybe she'll call back, because I'm waiting for Patty Simone, and hopefully that's... we got a drop call there. Okay. Anyway, I think it's so very important to have dreams And like I was saying about Patti Simone, when she said that her goals keep evolving, the beauty of having goals and the beauty of being in these human bodies is the fact that we keep evolving. We evolve in our families, we evolve in our businesses, in our careers, we evolve as people in how we treat others, and it's so very important. Patti, are you there?
I'm here. Hi.
Ah, hi. I've been singing your praises and talking about Women's Centric Net and about coming together, and I already did your beautiful PR, so you're not going to hear it. I'm not going to hear all the accolades, but I'm so glad you're here. How are you?
I'm fine. I feel so bad, though, that we had this little mix-up with the timing, but, you know, we'll make up for it.
We're here, and that's all that counts. And, you know, I was looking at this womenscentric.net website, and I'm thinking, how do I sign up? Because I think, and I was telling our listeners, what an incredible opportunity of pulling women experts, authors, speakers, thought leaders, as you said, together to really be able to collaborate, if you will, and be a powerful force. So can you talk a little bit about that for us and tell
sure,
me
it's
how
really
I can
simple.
Sign up? Okay.
Yeah, you can go to the link that says Join Us that's in the main menu bar. And you can sign up there. It gives you a listing of all the different opportunities. Number one, we have a free level, so no barrier to entry with that. You can list a certain amount of credentials. And this is an advertising space. It's a self-promotional space. So for the folks that do want to sell products or services and they want to get a little bit more digital real estate to promote themselves more, to talk about their clients, list direct links to their blogs, or signing up for their newsletters, speaking topics if they want to list speaking topics with hyperlink sales sheets. There's so much opportunities within the site in the different levels. The first page level is $9.95 a month or $99 a year, $19.95 a month or $199 a year is the next level, which is our premier level. And Platinum, which is only open to 100 women worldwide, is $37.50 a month or $357 a year. And that level includes social media engagement work on your behalf. So where can you go to hire a marketing firm for any of these amounts to provide marketing services for you for the year? So we know we have a really good rollout of services, and we're looking forward to representing people and connecting them with really valuable contacts and opportunities.
You know, I think that's so great, and I was talking before you came on about a statement that you wrote, and I really read that your goals keep evolving, and I was talking about how that's so important for all of us, and I told a story. So tell us how this evolved, because you have done so much, and you continue to do so much, and I talked about it, about rightcommunications.com and being a journalist and being on radio and TV and president of Market Advantage. All, I mean, and I already sung your praises, as I said.
Thank
but
you.
How, too bad you missed it. How did all this come about, and how did womenscentric.net come about?
Well, I was going to a lot of networking events in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, which is around where I live, and I kept meeting these fantastic, very inspirational, and very authentic. You know how you go to some presentations and the person is a caricature of themselves? And I'm into acting, so I know what, you know, acting is one thing. But these people made me be drawn to them because they were not acting. They were really authentic and very knowledgeable about their specific skill set. So one lady was a peak performance expert, and another person was an image expert. And, you know about dressing properly and professionally. So I went there with the thought of, what could she possibly tell me that I don't already know? And she put on a really good presentation. So the thought entered my mind after seeing these people just, you know, on the fly. These people are all so amazing, and they're very, very unique personalities with different skill sets, and me being the communications person, wouldn't it be cool if I, you know, just approached them and said, hey, what would you think about getting together and forming sort of a little miniature group, you know, using each other's skill sets, learning from each other, and then leveraging those skill sets to put together, you know, different kinds of programs, mostly for the corporate market, because all of these people were into corporate training. So they were professional speakers that put on webinars and seminars for diverse audiences, but their main focus was in the corporate sector to help career advancement and leadership track career people. So I did that. I got in front of them. I emailed them. I called them. They didn't know who the heck I was. It was the first time we were talking. And I proposed this thing. We met at a diner, and we had a great time. And I said, listen, I've been thinking about what to call us, what we're all about. And I came up with Women Centric. So, you know, that's what was happening. I proposed the name. They were all great. Let's do this. And we took it from there. I decided, you know, I briefly thought about, do I want to involve anybody as a partner with this? And each one of these ladies in their respective careers was not really interested in that kind of level of commitment. So I was like, no problem. I'll take the lead on this. I'll you know, get it formally put together. You know, I'll make it formal, go to a lawyer. I'll get a website up. I'll do what I need to do. And at the time, I thought, you know, this has so many potential legs to it. I didn't even have a vision of what it could be to what it is today, but I still thought there's something with this. So I even put in for a trademark right away. And so we did that. We put, of course, as the marketer, I put out a press release. We right away got a call from someone who is an executive in a global company saying, hey, we need communications workshops. We'd like you to put together a workshop for our Women's History Month in March. Can you do that? And we were like, yeah, we can do it. And it worked really well. We got some really great opportunities. And again, you know, partnering individuals within our little group, partnering to put together new programs. But then people sort of went in their different directions. And at that point in time, there was no LinkedIn, and there certainly was no Facebook or Twitter. And so people were kind of reticent in a way. Even though they thought the concept was good, they were still, I don't get it. How can I put my information on Women Centric, and won't people be confused? Won't it dilute my brand? So I had an impasse. I had a pushback. It lay fallow for a few years. I went on with my different marketing communications work and expanding my work as a journalist. And then I started thinking, you know, I've got this vehicle. I want to try and use it again. Maybe it should be a hybrid of a speakers bureau and a PR agency. Maybe that's the model I should be, you know, presenting it as. And I would only, again, represent people who are in the corporate sector and, you know, try and give them good value for their money. And that was a disaster. I mean, I had this great idea, and then actually implementing it and doing it and seeing what it was like as a daily, day-to-day work thing, I didn't like what I was doing, and I didn't like how much work it was for very little pay. I mean, obviously I wasn't doing it for free. It had to make some money.
Right.
So back to the drawing board. And in the interim, you know, I was giving talks all over the country and even outside of the country, and people were asking me a variety of questions, you know, saying, I'm a green expert, and I don't have a website, and I know nothing about technology, but I want to get my credentials in front of people in case they're looking for information about green technology. I'd like to share what I know about green technology. Another woman would come up to me after a talk and say, you know, I have a website, but I don't have the funds to do any real marketing, and I want to get my credentials out there because I am interested in possibly doing some speaking, but I'm not a high-level, high-profile speaker. And, you know, can't you do something to help me get my name out in front of people, because the speaking bureau / PR agency model was too expensive for some people. So finally I was like, okay, I have been calling this an evolving roster of women experts. Let me make it that. And by that time, technology had caught up with stuff where I could afford to have someone basically automate things. Because before that, it was totally, I would have someone fill out a form. My webmaster would have to manually go in and create their profile page. I mean, it just wasn't workable as a business model. So that's the short story of how we came to be, that we launched in January as a new online directory. And I went very quickly from saying, I want this to be national, to what the heck? I want speaking engagements all over the world, so I want this to be global. Why not?
Why not? And I'm with you about that. And isn't it amazing that sometimes it is about timing and really kind of, as you had to do, tweak the model a little bit and partnering and sort of waiting for the world to be ready, as you're talking about, because waiting for social media to kind of evolve the way it has. I want to shift gears because, I like I said, I'm going to be signing up, so you can expect that from me because I just think it's fascinating. But I love this phrase, you call yourself an entrepreneurial activist.
Is that
something that you've coined?
I guess, yeah. I didn't get it from anybody else. I just thought, well, what have I been doing all these years? I mean, it started in 1988 when I opened my first home furnishings and gift shop. I didn't know what the heck I was doing, but I had a vision and a dream, and part and parcel of it was having more time, funnily enough, with my kids. I thought, oh, I'll have a store. I'll be 5 minutes away. I'll have so much more time with my kids.
Sure.
yeah, right? So,
right.
You know, just keep pushing, you know, to see, okay, I have this idea and let's see what it's like in real life, because it's always different from on paper to actually living it. And then how can I work around this, but still knowing, I guess how to phrase it exactly is, I really didn't have a clue of what my potential was, but I knew that there was something out there that I had yet to achieve. And that's,
you know,
really how it started.
I think that's amazing because I think, you know, you do a lot of work and you help women empower one another and themselves. And I think that what you said is so very true of a lot of us. It's like we don't know our potential, and maybe we don't know that till we really kind of take that risk or move forward in a particular direction, or as you, just coming up with these different ideas and dreams, maybe because it comes from something that's going on in our life, hence, you know, having a family, wanting to do different things, and I think it's so important. Talk a little bit. Is your snap out of it, had it drop kick your humdrum career for entrepreneurial bliss, is that published yet? It says 2011, or are we still waiting with bated breath for that to come out?
Yes, unfortunately, that's something that I have to get my, you know, there's just not enough hours in the day. And I've been working on it. I'm working on it. But, you know, in taking this business into new directions and still having to make a living while I'm trying to grow this business to a point where I can make a living off of it, right now I can't. And yet there's so much that has to be done. And quite frankly, after seeing the social network, it dawned on me like a ton of bricks hitting me in the head, like, duh, I am a technology company, and I need funding. And guess what? If Mark Zuckerberg didn't get funding, he wouldn't be where he is today, and neither would any of these technology companies. So I, again, had this eureka moment of, why am I trying to push this boulder up a mountain when others have done it another way, and I should be positioning myself again in their, you know, not trying to recreate anything, but learning from what others have done, very successful companies, embracing some of their methodologies. My mission's different, my rollout's different, but geez Louise, I need funding. So that's
what
I've been going after
right
now.
That's the bottom line, too. I mean, you have a great website, you have great ideas, you have wonderful people who are participating, and yeah, you need that backup because, like you said, there are only X amount of hours in a day, and they're not enough, and I totally concur with you. Let's talk. We have about 5 minutes. Let's talk about how you empower women. Certainly, you do that with this great Ilan directory, but how else do you do that?
Well, I continue to try and give talks when I can, and I'm actually trying to reach out to do more inspirational talks because every time I'm interviewed, and any time, whether it's an editorial or not, the person that I'm talking with always says to me, I mean, I'm not doing it on purpose, but they're like, wow, you're so passionate about this, and you have so many good ideas, and you have such inspiration. Your story is one of a lot of stumbles and a lot of impasses and, you know, too many brick walls. But because of all of those things that went wrong, I'm where I am today. So that's a message that I feel is very important for women in general, no matter where they are on the ladder, no matter what their goals are or the hint of what their dreams might be, to give them that push and that inspiration or that support to, again, using women-centric as a way to amplify their voice and amplify their presence, because it is all about what's online nowadays. So if there's a way to help somebody stand out from the pack and create a new connection portal for them, that's what I hope women-centric will be for a lot of people. But ultimately, I'm also hoping to put together a nonprofit arm of it so that we can raise funds for micro-enterprise loans to help more women, both domestically and abroad, to take that first step on their particular journey. And that's,
you know, I love, you know,
that's the most rewarding thing that could possibly happen.
Right, and I love that idea. I also love what you just said, amplify their voice and their presence, because it is about, and it's what you do, but it is about making sure that we're heard in some way, making sure that we get our voice out. And you are a model of tenacity, because somebody else could have given up and said, oh, this doesn't work, forget it, I'm doing something else, but not Patty Simone. So I think that, like, I love what you've put together, like I said, and I just think that you have so much. You are passionate, I agree, and you have so much to offer other women, and like I said, I'm ready to sign up. So tell us again how people can get a hold of you, and what's next if there is another dream ahead for you.
Oh, there's always another dream. Oh, yeah. I get to one point, and I've set a goal, and then I reach that, and there's always another goal. So part of my goal is to get that book published. So I have actually an editor and a publisher waiting for me to get a book proposal to them. So that's on the top on the roster. But very first on the roster is getting the funding so that I can put a very core team together and get this baby where it should be, in the same playing field as some of the other big boys that are out there. And they are all guys. Not that I don't like guys, but I want to be the woman in the room with these technology companies saying, we've got 50 million people on women-centric throughout the world. So that's the most immediate goal. In order to find out about it and to sign up for the free level or any of the paid levels and find out about all the different perks that happen, because another thing that's really great, I decided, man, if I'm going to have all these people here, I'm going to go out to different places and ask them to give me discounts for my listing members. So I'm now putting together a whole bunch of different things that the people on the free level get one discount, the people on the paid levels get a higher discount. So it's a tangible stuff, like, well, who wouldn't want to save money, you know, and get into a conference, let's say. American Express came to me and said, here, offer your members a discount to go to this really big conference that they have in New York City. So, you know, those kinds of opportunities, I'm working out those things. So just go to womencentric.net and click on the Join Us tab at the top of the page. That's the simplest way. There's also a post a listing page that has a lot more information. But if you don't have a lot of time and you just want to skim through things, I put down like the cheat sheet version of what the deliverables are on the Join Us tab. And
I also looked at the website, Patty, and for those people who say, oh no, I'm not writing another profile, that's me. You also help people set their information up on the site for a very, very reasonable price. So I encourage people, because that was my first thought. Not again. I can't possibly do this again. But you make it easy, and you make
yes,
it.
Yes, because I know we're the busiest demographic on the planet, aren't we? I mean, you know,
yes,
we're
we
too busy.
We're working 8 days a week and counting, and it's not over yet. Well,
right.
You've been an incredible guest, and I'm so glad that you were able to share your expertise and your time. I definitely want to have you on again, because I feel that we shortchanged you a little bit because of the time challenge. But thank you so much, and you will be hearing from me, because I love the concept and I love everything that you're doing, and I wish you the greatest success.
Thank you so much. I can't wait to have you on board. I can't wait to be telling all of our Twitter fans and Facebook followers and, you know, everything about, you know, this particular opportunity to chat with you, and I look forward to others.
Thank you so much, Patty, and have a great day. And it's been my
thanks,
pleasure.
You too.
Thanks. And in a few moments, I have another savvy businesswoman, and it's just amazing. I just love doing this show, and I love doing this show because I have so many wonderful people here who can do the show and are so involved and so busy, as Patty and I were talking about, in their lives, and yet have the time to do so much and to create so much and to do so collaboratively. And Dr. Madeline Lewis is another person who's the who just epitomizes all of this. She's the president and CEO of the DeLine Institute for Professional Development. I hope I said it right. She conducts workshops and seminars throughout the United States and abroad. She's also a certified diversity trainer. She's appeared in magazines such as Black Enterprise, the National Association of Female Executives, and she's an author with many written works, and Overcoming the Superwoman Syndrome, You're on Stage, A Woman's Journey to Wellness, and more. And without further ado, I think this is you. Dr. Madeline, is this you?
Yes, it is. Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well also. It's good to be on your show. I'm excited to be here and share with your audience today with you.
Well, it's certainly my pleasure. And I'm looking at your bio and a governor's citation from former Maryland William Schaefer for Desert Storm, a director's award, and I'm going to ask you if we're allowed to talk about this, for outstanding foreign counterintelligence investigation from the FBI. So much in terms of WE Magazine 2009 for the Women's Hall of Fame. You've done so much to support women and causes, and I'm very pleased to have you on the show. And I have a question for you. Are you allowed to talk about that, about the award for outstanding foreign counterintelligence, for what that investigation was? I know sometimes doing those investigations are very hush-hush, but when I read that, Madeline, I was fascinated. Can you share anything of that?
Well, I can't go into details, and it was several years ago, but it was one of the high-profile investigations that the FBI had, and I was actually one of the people that was involved in it, and it was about 8 of us that received the award, because, of course, the outcome was so positive, and so the Bureau wanted to recognize us for our works on that investigation.
Well, I think that's really great, and I'm not going to compromise you in any way, so we won't go into any more detail.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
No, I'm here to support you and not do anything else. So I'm reading a quote from you because you sent it to me, and I really sort of think that's important to start, because you do so much for women. And it's called, you say, being proud of your background and unique attributes will ensure continued growth. Recognition provides the opportunity to speak about and to showcase our experiences as women exhibiting strength in the business world. I love that quote. And tell us a little bit about some of the pride that you have in your background and how you've had to come to develop a sense of personal empowerment, if you will.
Well, as you know, I mean, having read my bio, and I think you and I have done some things together also, but it's the reason why I guess I phrased it like that is because a lot of women don't like to toot their own horns when in business, in their careers, or what have you. And I tell you what, if you're doing great things or if you're involved in something that's helping others, then you need to toot your own horn. And I just feel like whatever you do to make things better for other people or you're helping others, then you need to, you know, some people like to be on the quiet side. But if you're in business, it's good for you to showcase that and let people know what you're doing, where you stand. And for me, you know, developing my business and getting it off the ground, these are some things that I was taught by mentors that I've had. That, and these are things, sometimes these are things that you don't learn in school. You know, when you're marketing, they have a set way that you should market. But guess what? There are other ways to market yourself, too. There are other ways to put yourself out there. There's other ways to put your business out there. And as women, a lot of times we're overshadowed by some of the things that men do, and because we don't up and let it be known what we're doing. And that's why also your guest that you had on there earlier, I was really impressed with the things that she's doing and the fact that she's, you know, letting others know about it. And so, and I think that's great. And that's why I do what I do. And I also make sure that not only, you know, it's not just me getting credit, but it's my business and all and the people that I have working with me also getting credit for it too.
Well, I think it's important, you said toot your own horn, and I think it's important that we, as women, feel that get comfortable, I guess that's what I'm looking for, get comfortable
mm-hmm.
by doing so. So what was the inspiration that you had to start your company, which is an Institute for Professional Development? I always think those stories are so important, and our listeners just are fascinated by it, because many of our listeners are entrepreneurs or would-be entrepreneurs, and so hearing those stories are inspirations for them.
Mm-hmm. Well, for me, I think the defining moment or the inspiration behind my business was just seeing how hard it is for women to advance in their careers, and that's one of the reasons that I focus on being a career coach. I've always had a passion, like I said, for helping others and in any way that I could. And I had, when I was in the military and also in the federal government, I used to have, you know, women coming to me for advice and asking me to maybe go over their resume and for things that maybe they could do to get to the next point in their lives or the next promotion, some things that, you know, I could recommend for them. And because of that, I also noticed that there weren't a lot of women that were helping other women get from point A to point B. And so this kind of bothered me. And you know, after doing research and looking into it further, I just saw, like I said, that there weren't a lot of mentors there, and especially in the federal government. And I think that women need to be able to go to others that are climbing that ladder, women that especially doing things that they aspire to do, then they need to be able to go to these people and have them as mentors, have them as guides, even in business. If if there's someone in business that's doing things that you want to do, it would definitely be helpful if you could go to that person and get some feedback from them, get some advice from them, just have them to mentor you, to coach you. So because of that, it also inspired me to do the book Playing from the Blue Tee, Women in the Federal Government, because with that book, I was able to interview at least 20 females that were in the senior level in the government to find out, you know, just how they got there, how they stay there, the obstacles they face. And I think having that information and being able to share it with others, that's a good thing, because now they'll know, if I want to get into a senior position anywhere, then I do know there are going to be some obstacles. But I also know that others have made it there, so I could make it there too. And, you know, it's just, to me, that I guess that was the inspiration behind me doing what I do, because I just like to see women excel. I like to see them grow either in their careers or in business, and whatever I can do to help them, then that's what I try to do, either with the training or just with the coaching.
You know, Dr. Madeline, I think that's so important. And when I was waiting for Patty Simone to get on earlier, I was talking about cooperation and collaboration versus competition, because I think that that's really what's going to move us forward. And why do you think, not just in the federal government, but why do you think previously there weren't women mentors for other women? What do you think was the reason for that? Now I believe it's changed. I mean, I have a mentor. I mentor women. You mentor women, and we love it, and we find it so important. But what do you think was the reason?
Well, I think we have sometimes in us a natural instinct that it's because sometimes it's so hard for us to get up that ladder that we just don't take the time to bring someone else up with us. Or sometimes it's that competitive thing. You know, we don't want to have someone else coming up behind us because they may take our job. Unfortunately, that was the mindset, you know, and in some cases it still is. But like you said, it's definitely changing because there are more people out there like you and you know, me and others that I know that have also mentored me and coached me that are willing to help women. But you still have those that, you know, and I know once you start climbing the ladder, or once your business starts taking off, you can be busy. You will maybe have a lot on your plate. But I also think that as women, we need to work together. We need to share information. And in order to do that, sometimes you just have to set aside some time to mentor others or to coach others. And that's just a fact, because if you want to see more women in the boardroom, if you want to see more women owning their own businesses or climbing that career ladder, then sometimes we're going to have to stop and help them get there. And I think
I think you're so very right, and I think it's really important, because I know for myself, and you and I've spoken before, because we're both part of Professional Women Network International, how important and how rewarding it is to mentor other people, because it teaches us so much. Now, you speak a lot, because we're talking about mentoring and helping women be the best that they can be, and we've been talking today about empowerment. You speak a lot about finding your best inside, and you have a book called Finding Your Best Inside. So can you tell us how you specifically help others, specifically women, do that, get to find their best inside, bring that out in them?
Well, with that book, it's actually Finding Your Best Inside, Becoming the Person You're Meant to Be. And it's just what it says. It's like, you know, we tend to get overwhelmed with things. We tend to get stuck. You know, I have ladies asking me sometimes, why am I stuck in this position? Or why can't I move from point A to point B? And it's when you find yourself in that position, you need to figure out what is it that's holding you back. And so with that book, Finding Your Best Inside, I really created it for people just to take a look at themselves, to understand what is it in me that might be holding me back. Sometimes, you know, we're our own worst enemy and we don't know how to get out of our own way. And so this book, if you take a look at it, if you read it, that's what it does. It makes you think. It's something. It has a lot of aha moments in there. And I also created training from that, 5 Simple Steps to Finding Your Best Inside, which can also teach the person and make them take a closer look at themselves to encourage them to pursue a new career, or maybe even encourage them to start a business and stop procrastinating, you know, from fear, and take their present career or business to the next level. Because a lot of times what's stopping you could be your own fear. It's not necessarily somebody else that's stopping you from getting from point A to point B or starting that business that, you know, because you have that gift, you have that talent, but sometimes they just haven't figured out, why am I not using it? What's holding me back? So that's what Finding Your Best Inside is. taking a look.
Now, you know, you talked about, and the book expresses it too, finding your best inside. And in order to do that, as you're talking and I'm thinking, there has to be a willingness on people's part to really kind of look at themselves. And
mm-hmm.
sometimes
mm-hmm.
that's not always happy or pleasant. And it doesn't mean when you're looking at yourself, it's like putting yourself down. It means doing so realistically and also lovingly so you can move forward. Now, you do a lot in terms of working with women in terms of reinventing themselves, and you certainly reinvent yourself over and over again. I'm fascinated by all that you do. Can you give us some idea about what, you know, what would you tell somebody? I have women coming to me who say, I'm sick of working for this company or corporate or whatever. I need to move out. So what would you tell them?
Well, for one thing, I would say never let go of your dream, because that's the one thing that will get you out of whatever situation that you're in, you know, that pursuing your passion. And, you know, passion and persistence, these are important factors, and you have to make use of them. Look at your life and understand and know you're greater than you give yourself credit for being. Like I said, you have talents, you have abilities, you haven't begun to reach yet. So, and, you know, you have to focus on living the goals and dreams that you have always envisioned yourself for. So it's never too late to follow your dreams. And I always say, it's actually a quote from Winston Churchill, never give up, never give up, never give up. So you just have to, you know, when reinventing yourself, people tend to start and then they'll stop. But if it's something that you want, it's a dream or a goal that you're going for, then you need to keep going until you at least finish it. You never know what the end result is going to be unless you finish it.
And sometimes after all those setbacks and trials and failures, and I'm thinking of Thomas Edison and the light bulb and so many other people, that information, that solution or that celebrity, whatever it is right there. It's like right at that next step. And if you hold back or give up, and you're not one that does that in your life, and that's certainly not what you preach and teach others, but if you give up, you lose out on that opportunity. So tell
us
a little bit about what have been some of your obstacles and challenges that you've done so beautifully to kind of move past and be all of what you are today, which is very impressive.
Well, I think, you know, you have to realize that few things that are worthwhile are achieved without effort or struggle. And so whenever you're going for something, you know, or pursuing something big, per se, in your life or in your career, in your business, you're going to have those obstacles, you're going to have challenges. But, you know, hours may be long, complications profound, and frustrations many, but your strength of character is defined by your ability to overcome. And that's what I believe, and that's what my mother used to tell us all the time. She said, you know, whenever you start something, you need to finish it. And that will define your character, how strong you are, because you don't give up in midstream. And, you know, we dream of a goal, we wish for something, but many of us do one of two things. And that is, we believe the goal is unattainable, so we never make any preparations for it, or we make the preparation and start on the journey towards the goal, but then we drop out in midstream. So
because
give
it's
up.
Too hard, or it's too long, or something else
as
comes
soon
up.
As you run into that obstacle, you stop, and you can't do that. Because, like I said, whatever you're going for, if it's going to have a major consequence in your life, you're definitely going to run into obstacles. You're going to have challenges, but you can overcome those challenges. You can overcome those obstacles, but you got to keep going.
You know, I think you're so right, and I think that's what really develops character, is to be able, because life, let's face it, life isn't perfect. I'm on the, and I think you're in New York too, I'm on the East Coast, and who expected the hurricane, who expected the earthquake, and that's how life kind of throws us these curves, but we don't. We still move forward and do what we need to do. What can you talk about one of your obstacles or challenges that you faced coming up in terms of your career?
Well, I remember when actually being in the military, and you know that's an area where women in the military, sometimes you definitely run into a lot of obstacles. But I think for me, I was a little lucky in that when I first joined the military, I had an E-7 with Sergeant First Class, and he sat me down and he says, now that you're in the military, what is it that you want? How far do you want to go? I said, well, I want to go as far as I can. And he said, he said, okay. He says, well, here's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to do this, 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 and this. And, you know, I took him literal because he laid out steps that I needed to take to, you know, to go as far as I wanted to go. And I did that. And one of the things he said to me is that you also are going to have to be willing to move. He said people get complacent, and a lot of times they get in a spot and they don't want to move because they've made friends or what have you. He said you're going to have to be willing to move. And I was. And, you know, the military took me a lot of places and back, and because I was willing to go, whenever I got a promotion a lot of times, it took me away, far away, sometimes out of the country, but that was okay because it was doing what I wanted it to do. And I retired out of the military as a sergeant major, which is actually one of the highest enlisted ranks that you can have, and especially for a female. So for me, I guess it wasn't a real obstacle, but the obstacle I did have along the way, because once you start moving up, then you start outranking a lot of the men. And so I guess the obstacles for me, you know, was running into those that didn't really like the fact that they had to take orders from a woman. But again, that was the challenge, that was the obstacle, and hey, I made sure that whenever I said something or I asked them to do something, I made sure that, you know, I wouldn't ask someone to do something I wouldn't do myself, for one thing. So if we were handling something or I knew that I had to send them out on a mission or what have you, then I made sure we were all prepared. And I also made sure that I had that open door policy where if you had a problem or if you had an issue, then come and talk to me. And I think that to me helped a lot too, because they expected, I think, for me as a woman outranking them, for one, walking in, that I was going to have a certain attitude. And I think I surprised them by that because I didn't. You know,
well, you know,
I always
also
had the attitude that we all had to work together. So,
right, and you also paved the way for other women, too, because it's not easy, like you said, to have a higher rank in the military. And basically, I think that a lot of men and women learn from you in the sense that you were a model. Now, we've been talking today about never letting go of your dream. So what's next? You do so much, and when you finish one thing, Madeline, you're on to the next and the next. What else is going on? What other goals do you have, or what other dreams do you have that you want to share with us, and how folks can get a hold of these wonderful books, because I've read some of them, and how folks can really get a hold of you and all that you do?
Well, what's next for me is, as I mentioned, I have my 5-week teleseminar coming up, the 5 Simple Steps to Finding Your Best Inside. That's going to be starting in on October 6th, and it's going to be 5 Thursdays from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I also feel that as business owners and people that want to help others, we need to continue growing ourselves. So I'm also excited about going to one of the boot camps that's being held by James Malachek, the Secret Millionaire. So I'm looking forward to that because I think I'll learn some new and exciting things that I could bring back and maybe share with the ladies that I coach that are in business that are trying to do some things in their business. And I'm also putting together a women's conference for 2012, and that was going to focus on professional development and business entrepreneurship. So I'm looking forward to that, too. And hopefully, you know, if your schedule will allow, when we get the dates all figured out there, we might bring you in to share some of your knowledge with the exceptional ladies that we usually have at our functions.
And you know I'd love to do that because you know I love to share, and certainly what you have together and how you do things to me is very, very impressive. And I love what you said about growing ourselves because that's so true. I mean, I believe, as you, in lifelong learning, and there's always something else to be learned, particularly when everything's moving so swiftly and there's just such a plethora of knowledge. And so you doing that, continuing to learn and grow and then come back and share that knowledge and gifts with others is very commendable. How do folks get a hold of you and find out more about the teleseminar and your books, Dr. Madeline?
Well, they can go to my website, which is www.deline.com. D-E-L-I-N-E, Institute, one word, .net, or they can call me, actually, at 301-693-3284. And if they're interested in either purchasing a book or finding out more about the teleseminar, you know, feel free to email me, and that would be women, W-O-M-E-N, at DeLeanInstitute.net. And I'll be glad to provide any information that they'd like.
And, folks, she will. She's available. She's receptive, and she gets back to people. I mean, I emailed you yesterday, and in a flash, you responded. So I love that. She's very responsive and has some wonderful information and skills to share with you. So, Madeline, as always, it's been a pleasure. Count me in. I'd love to find out more about that event, and I'd certainly love to participate. And kudos to all that you do and all the people and women that you serve.
Thank you so much. I've enjoyed being here on your show today, and I'm looking forward to it. And like I said, we're definitely going to have a spot for you at that conference.
All right. Count me in, and have a blessed day. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care.
You too. So, folks, today's theme has really been about sort of never letting go of your dream and your goals and moving forward and how we can get better and all the resources that women have for one another. And talking about living your dream and following your dream, next Wednesday I have two other incredible women who are going to talk about that and talk about their stories about following their dreams. And that's Marilyn Tam, who's a PhD, and Sean Stephenson. And they're both incredible coaches and authors. And stay tuned because they do such wonderful things. And thank you for tuning in, and I'll hear you and see you next time. Call in 805-285-9790, and have a blessed day.
Been listening to the Power Your Life radio show with your host and author, Dr. Joanne White. Listen often and spread the word about the upbeat show to grow your life in the direction you desire. Listen again and again by visiting divatoolbox.com and blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for sharing your day with us, and stay tuned for more exciting guests and events to come.